Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at DVCByRequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at ElitevacationHomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. We're also joined by our good buddy John Peters. How you doing tonight, John?
Great. How you guys?
Good. We've been invaded by two guests from the Mickey Dudes podcast. We got our good buddy Pat Jannetty. How you doing tonight, Pat?
Oh, I am wonderful, Doug. How are you on this fine, fine evening?
I was doing really, really well, and then we also have our good buddy Dave Koch. How you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing good. I lowered my standards, and I'm drinking a Bud Light now because I'm with you guys, but things are good.
Hey, Pat, I told you I gave you a plus one to enter the bar tonight, and you had to bring him.
Of all the people to bring, I mean, come on.
I want to know what happened to our bouncer. How did these guys get through?
I paid them off.
Disney. We paid them in Disney dollars.
And then Dennis would steal them from our bouncer because Dennis loved the Disney dollars back in the day.
Yes, I still have some now.
So, but actually, Dave, you're doing a good job by drinking a Bud Light because this weekend – Budweiser gave their first $1 million in sales to all the soldiers. So you did actually a good thing drinking a Bud Light tonight, so we'll excuse you for that.
Here, here.
So, Pat, you don't have to drink your wonderful Joffrey's coffee tonight. We'll give you a plug for the great Joffrey's coffee. But what are you drinking tonight at the pub?
Tonight I have a Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA.
Nice choice.
It's a very nice, very nice indeed.
Speaking of choices, what do you have tonight, John?
I've got a Stone IPA.
Okay. Two IPA guys. Dennis?
Powerade Zero. Mixed berry.
Little does he know that I had our girl, the waitress, spike every one of his Powerades. So he thinks he's being good. We got some rum in there. And I am actually drinking my usual, my Victory Helles, which hopefully you guys get to try soon. Have any of you tried it yet besides me?
Not I.
Nope.
Pat, you haven't been able to get any yet? What about our Golden Monkey? Did you like that?
I still haven't gotten it. I did find it from our conversation that we have. It is a mile and a half from my house. So I have to go get it. I just still haven't gotten it yet. But it's on the living list.
There you go.
Yeah, Pat, you like –
I got
Pat,
them both
like,
down the block
from me. Right?
Yes. Yeah, John, I like Le Fin de Mon.
Yeah, if you like that, you'll like the Gold Monkey. It's got a lot of similar flavor profiles, so you'll enjoy it.
And I'm able to get every one of them down the block.
Every one of them down the block from you?
Yep. There's a little craft beer bar by me. It has over 390 craft beers at a time, and they have them all.
So have you tried the Golden Monkey? Have you tried the Golden Monkey yet, Ed?
Yes, Dave? I have.
Do you like it, don't you?
I do, yes.
Okay, good. We got something in common at least. So, but yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I might have to change that then.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Newman. Anyway, you have to hop in that club and that bar and try the Helles. I think you'll like that too. So.
I'll go right after this recording.
I believe you will.
I'll need to clean my palate of this blank water that I'm drinking at the moment. But.
But anyway, I have the gentleman joining me tonight, and I use that term loosely. We're going to do the $80 a day at Epcot. And I can't wait to hear how these guys cheated, Woo! Bent the rules, the whole nine yards. But we're going to do $80 a day for breakfast, lunch, dinner. And if you have money left, you can buy a snack or a beer. I have a funny feeling John has bought more beer than food over at Epcot, but we'll see.
Heck yeah.
Pat's telling me he aced this test, which I can't wait to see where he ate. Me and Dennis, I know, had problems. And Dave said he couldn't eat exactly what he wanted, but we're going to have fun figuring out what everybody had. And it'll give everybody a broad spectrum of all the great things there is to eat at Epcot. So you don't need food and wine at Epcot to have a good time is basically what this show is about. So which one of you guys, we talked before, I'll get Pat, I'll have you kick us off, being you have the most money left and it was the easiest for you, so it should be the easiest for you to start.
Absolutely. So, I start, if I'm at Epcot, I start the exact same way all the time. I go right to the Joffrey's Coffee kiosk right out front. I get a donut for $3.39 with tax. It comes to $3.61, and I get a coffee. Now, being that Joffrey's is the official sponsor of the Mickey Dudes podcast, Dave and I have coffee cards. So all our coffees from Joffrey's are free. Isn't that a great, great thing?
Oh, absolutely.
So I get my coffee and my donut for $3.61 total. Still leaving me with $76.39.
Now
wait a minute, Pat.
Okay.
Yes, Dave.
You're outside of Epcot, so the $80 hasn't started yet.
Well, hey, now. Doug, you wonder why I brought him as my plus one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I have to – now, it's in the parking lot, isn't it?
It's right there.
So
right,
it's technically
entrance.
On Epcot property, if I want to be really stingy. I'm sure
that's
I paid
true,
at the gate. To get, you had to pay at that gate to get your car in. So if your car is in there or your person, you've paid. So,
but he has DVC, so he has free parking.
Yeah, but he had to go through bag check to get to this coffee stand. And so, once you're through bag check. So yeah.
That's true. All right.
So, but right. Anyway,
you know, I'll take it as long as I get my free coffee. I'm
Now let me ask you this: if we're with you, if you have any friends from the Main Street podcast, can you buy friends coffee, or is it just for you?
I have. Normally, what happens is they'll send me, coupons for free 16-ounce coffees before I go on my trips. So I have a stockpile of them right now. So yeah, if you're with me, sure.
And then I don't get any of them, or any of the Mickey dudes get them, because he keeps them for himself. He doesn't mail us any. So this is how this works.
See, the boys over here can't complain about me like that, can you guys? I try to take care of them first before I take care of myself.
That is true.
I don't know. You don't have a coffee sponsorship yet, so.
No, I don't. But if I get this beer one, you'll be very happy. I'm sure of that.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, we'll give you coffee, and me and Dennis will take the beer if you keep this attitude up.
Whoa, slow down.
So, our good nemesis, Dave, where are you headed, Dave, for your breakfast? Where are you going to start your day at Epcot?
All right, well, I'm going to start my day where most people start their day in Disney, in their Disney hotel room, and I'm going to go to my stockpile of granola bars, and I'm going to eat one on the bus over there so that I don't have to have breakfast at Epcot. So I'm going to walk into Epcot, and I'm going to go over to guest relations. I'm going to take my $80 and I'm going to exchange it for Disney dollars. And since they're imaginary now and they don't exist, I'm going to imagine that the exchange rate is for every Disney dollar, it's going to be $1.50 for one Disney dollar. So I am going to get a whole bunch more money for my trip around Epcot today.
We'll count it off and we'll buzz you when you're out. I can add over here. So I know I got all the Epcot prices up on my screen because I suspected you were going to pull something. So I'm ready to really give the real figures over here.
All right. Well, since I had my morning granola bar because I had to take my medication and I needed to take it on a full stomach, I am going to start off with a snack, and I'm going to start by going over to the Future World West Popcorn booth, which is by the Imagination Pavilion. And I'm going to get the sour cream and chives popcorn and a Coke. Okay. When I add them both up and add the tax, it comes out to $9.06.
Okay. You started off different than I thought you were would, but you're allowed to do the granola bars because me and Dennis, we've done the whole – we put the sodas in the backpack to kind of help us out, which we really do. We're on our trip, so.
Here's the thing. I don't need to get sodas at Epcot. I'm actually kicking myself for getting that Coke because we have free Club Cool, which I'll be making a lot of trips over to.
Okay. There you go. Oh, where are you headed, John?
All right. So let's see. I'm going to be coming in through the International Gateway, and I get there at right at 5 to 9, and I'll be taking that right-hand turn, telling them I'm going over to France for breakfast and be able to walk over to the French Pavilion with no crowds, and I'm going to get a it's called a roulet lard et fromage, as close as I can say. Anyway, it's a bacon and cheese roll, and I'm going to get a coffee. And that's going to bring me to a total with tax of $7.26 for breakfast.
John, I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you parking, and what lie are you telling the security guard to get in to park for free?
Oh, I stayed at the boardwalk. So, okay. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hey, don't give away all our secrets here. I don't think I've taken Disney transportation and not walked into a park, and I can't count how long. So I park at all the different resorts. So.
But Doug, wait a minute. But Disney transportation is so good. It flies by. You never have to wait for anything. So I don't see why you just wouldn't take Disney transportation.
Well, that's the reason why I refuse to fly and I take my car down or rent a car and go down just because of the Disney transportation. I can't stand it.
But going from like Epcot to say like All Stars, you'd only take you like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Try last trip an hour.
Oh, yeah. See, I knew I heard that story somewhere.
Yeah. See how the guests start trouble in the pub? Dennis, we got to fire that bouncer and get two new ones.
Yeah. I paid them off in Disney dollars, I told you.
Well, yeah, see, that's where your other $40 went to our bouncer. So you truly have $80. So you had to give our bouncer $40 to get in. So where are you headed, Dennis?
Let's see. I am going to head over to the Fountain View Starbucks, and I'm going to get a spinach feta egg white breakfast wrap for $5.49 and a large cold brew iced coffee for $4.49. That comes to $9.98 plus tax of 65 cents is $10.63. And I'm also going to throw a buck in the tip jar on the counter. So I spent $11.63 for breakfast.
You're a real man there, Dennis, giving the counter service a tip. I bet you none of these guys do that through the rest of the show.
Well, you know, they work hard. I know it's only a buck, but, you know, I usually try to at least throw a buck in the when I go to Starbucks.
Well, we'll see if they tip our bartenders before they leave. We've got to make sure of that then.
Right. So where did you head? Where did you head, Doug?
I'm actually headed over to Sunshine Seasons. Say that three times fast. I'm going to have the cinnamon French toast bread pudding. Have any of you ever had that?
No.
Now, sounds delicious.
It's really good. It also comes with a huge side of bacon, so you get the sweet and the savory to start the morning off. And it's only $6.99, 49 cents tax, $7.48, and I cracked my Coke and put it on the table, and I didn't care. I wasn't embarrassed at all. Out of my backpack.
Well, that's a good place to do that because the way the seating is, as you know, nobody would really notice or care. It's not like you're opening it up in the middle of a sit-down restaurant, right?
No, and I had my early fast pass for Soren, so I figured I'd head over to Sunshine Seasons. I would grab this. You guys got to try it. Have any of you tried it? Dave, have you tried this yet?
No, I actually haven't. I'm really not a very big pastry breakfast type person. I'm usually just a piece of bacon or something like that, and just kind of. I'm not a breakfast guy usually, so I kind of avoid it.
The good thing about it is it isn't oversweet. It wouldn't come how you think. It doesn't look like normal toast. It actually comes in like a square. It's like it looks more like a. Kind of shaped like a muffin with the topping and all on it. And it's very good, and the bacon's really good. It's a great deal for $6, $6.99, it really is. And yeah, it's something different that most people haven't tried. So where are you headed next, Pat?
All right. So after I got off of, Test Track, going to head over to World Showcase. It's around 11 o'clock, a little after that. I got to stop at La Cava de Tequila just right away and get myself a jalapeno margarita. $14.50 tax and tip comes out to $17.45. leaving me $58.94 still to play with.
Okay, so far Pat's drinking most of his Epcot experience today.
I've had that one, Pat. That is delicious, that particular margarita. Have you actually had that one?
Every single time I've tried to get into La Cava, the line's just too long. My wife has said that for our trip in August, she says no matter what, we will wait in line as long as we have to. We're getting margaritas from there.
Good. Yeah. You'll hold the space in line for me, and I'll come over.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah. I told the story.
Sip on that one.
Yeah, I just told the story the other day. I got in a fight with a Giants fan in that line about the last trip we were on. And I ended up leaving. He was okay. It was fun arguing, but it got to the point where I knew if I didn't stop it there, it could escalate elsewhere. So I just zippity doodad, zippity eight out of the pavilion. But the line
minute,
there was
minute,
ridiculous.
Doug,
yes.
You argue?
No, never. Never. I'm a very good boy. I never start trouble with anybody.
A little tip on that jalapeno margarita. It's not on the menu, but it used to be, and it was way too hot. But if you really like a lot of spice, you can ask them instead of making it as a jalapeno margarita, they'll make it for you as a habanero one, too.
Oh, gosh. That's
my friends can pull it off. I can't do it. I took a sip of my friend Kenny's once, and I was done, but he has a high spice level, so I have to tip my hat to him.
No, God, I couldn't do that. I'd have to get another one to chase it to cool it down.
Well, that's where I come in.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, where are you headed next, Dave?
Well, I said the reason why I come in is because I am also going to be making my way to La Cava de Tequila after a morning of doing...
Great minds think alike.
Yep. I'll be doing Soarin Test Track. I'll stop in definitely Spaceship Earth, and I'll definitely go see my buddy Figment and then make my way over for the opening at 11 o'clock over to La Cava, where I am going to get their avocado margarita, which is – give me 1 second and I will pull up my notes because, of course, my phone decided to go blank at that moment.
Oh, don't you love it?
Yep. Tequila, melon liquor, fresh avocado, agave nectar, and fresh lime juice served frozen with a hibiscus salt rim. I think those mixes will even out the heat from the jalapeno or habanero margarita at that point. And I'm sure the hibiscus will also kind of fix that up too, neutralize all the acid. And that is $14.50. With tax, we are looking at $15.45.
It sounds good. There's a lot of really interesting margaritas over here that I haven't tried. Have any of you had the Maestro margarita yet?
I have.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one I tried. Yeah.
I found it a little bit too sweet. It's kind of pineapple-y and everything. And it's nice, but a little too fruity for me.
Even with the habanero in there, that wasn't that hot, and the chili powder didn't really –
Honestly, I was stuffed up during the time, so I did kind of. I actually ordered it as a way of kind of hoping that it would kind of open up my sinuses. It did help, but maybe because my sense of taste and sense of smell was impaired already, that might not have been the case at that point. So I might have to go back and revisit that one.
And John, you tried it. Did you like it?
Just again reaffirmed that I'm a beer guy, not a fan. It was okay, like Dave said, but it didn't do a whole lot for me. So
listen, Disney, we need the Maelstrom IPA, and John's in.
Absolutely.
So where are you headed, Johnny?
All right, so I'm hanging around and I'm waiting for about 11:30 because that my favorite beer cart there in Canada doesn't open until about 11:30, unfortunately. But so there I am. I'm probably the first person in line. I'm going to grab you that Le Fin de Mon. It's going to be $10.50 with 69 cents tax, bringing me to up to $11.19 for that delicious, delicious beer.
So now John has his buzz on with that 12%. What is that? 10% alcohol?
9.5. 9.5. Yeah.
Dennis had the 12%er. Have either of you ever had a 12% beer before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I actually just had the Dogfish 120 the other day. It was 18%.
Yikes.
I am aging a case of that in my basement right now. One of my good friends used to work.
You got it under your pillow?
What? I got it down in the cellar is where I got it. Not under the pillow. I got it in the cellar.
Okay. But
my buddy used to work at Dogfish. Now he's moved on to another brewery closer to him. And he, with every paycheck, he also got a case of beer. And I was able to score a nice case of 120 because I gave him a little bit of a I gave him a recommendation when and they called me to check his references. So
nice. He must really trust you. I don't know if I would trust you. Even I know you're a good guy and all, but I couldn't trust that you would just have too much fun trying to pull a fast one.
Well, that's the thing. They liked that at Dogfish. And when they called me, it was happy hour after school, and I was drunk off my you-know-what at the time. And I even told the girl, I'm like, well, listen, I can do this now, but I'm kind of drunk. And she's like, no. She's like, this would be perfect. So she interviewed me while I was drunk, and he still got the job. So
this is a brewery. It's fine. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Where are you headed next, Dan?
Yeah, so for lunch, I'm going to head over to the Kringle Bakery over there in the Norway Pavilion, and I'm going to get the Norwegian Club Sandwich, which is a turkey, ham, and bacon with Jarlsberg and Munster cheese, tomatoes, red onion, lingonberry mayonnaise on a toasted multigrain for $8.99. I'm also going to get, for dessert, I'm going to have a piece of school bread that we mentioned earlier for $3.49. And I'm going to wash that all down. I'm still on coffee, not moving on to the alcoholic beverages just yet. For $4.69, comes to $8.29 with tax. Has anybody eaten, seen the sandwiches that they have at the Kringle Bakery? They're pretty good.
I have.
They're really good.
I do the vegetable tort a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just assume it's just a bakery and don't even realize they do have some decent deli sandwiches there. They don't have a large selection, but I think they got four or five different options, and I've eaten them there a couple times. It's pretty good.
Yeah, one of those sandwiches may be on my menu later for the day. So.
Okay, John.
And who likes the school bread? Have all you guys tried the school bread?
I have.
Crickets. I have.
I love it.
I liked it so much, Brenda made it at home. And it was actually pretty good. But it's not easy, I'll tell you that much. It was a day's work to make that school bread. What were you going to say, Dave?
I'm really kind of like – I'm neutral on it.
Well, you said you're not a big sweets guy, so –
Well, that's the thing. School bread looks like it's going to be really sweet, but it really isn't, which really surprised me as much as that. It's, I mean, the custard is a bit sweet, but not as sweet as you would think. You'd think that it would be something like a Boston cream donut or something, and it's really not that. The it actually kind of was more bland than anything. I kind of. If it was a little sweeter, I might have enjoyed it. Or if it was a little bit more savory, I might have enjoyed it. But it was just kind of like bland for me, like meh.
You might have got that deal where Dennis and me have talked about it before. Every once in a while, depending on when you hit it, it makes a difference. Am I wrong, Dan? Sometimes they're really – depending on when it's made. I mean, because for it not to be – it's not with the coconut and that – custard on top, it's usually plenty sweet enough because I don't like overly sweet. But do you say it was bland? There had to be something going on. I would give
you know what I think it was. I think I was expecting it to be sweet because it was coming from a pastry shop, and it looks just because it has the coconut, it looks and it has that custard. I was just thinking, okay, I'm gonna have a piece of cake. I didn't actually expect to actually have a piece of bread with custard on it at that point. I guess I was just – maybe it was more of the fact that I was just completely surprised with everything. So it was kind of processing everything. It just – it wasn't what I expected. It was interesting. I wouldn't tell people to not have it. I'm not going to say, oh, it was disgusting. It's not tasty. But it's just
– It wasn't what you expected.
It took me off guard, and it just kind of just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah, because that's right. I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and you'll remember this, Doug, I talked about it. A couple of trips ago, I got school bread once on the first day I was there, and then I think I got a couple of them on the last day I was there, one to bring back, and I ate one there. And on the first day, the custard was plentiful, and it was good, and it balanced the bread with the, you know, the creaminess of the custard. But on the second time I got it, the custard was not near enough. There was like half as much as I got on day one. So I totally agree with what Doug's saying. Depending on who makes it on a particular day, it could change your opinion on school bread as to whether you like it or not, because I think there needs to be a balance there, because I think Dave's right. It could be on the dry side. It is. Bread
is bread.
Kind of bland. Yeah, and it's bland. So I think if you don't have the custard, you could have a poor experience.
Since then, I have had it at other establishments around me. About a year ago or year and a half ago, the Disney hipsters had a meetup by me, and I went, and somebody went to a local Norwegian bakery in Brooklyn and bought a whole big thing of skull bread from there. And I kind of had the same reaction. So okay. It might just be that it's just not my thing. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do like it. When it's right, it's right. And I enjoy it because it's not overly sweet. Me and Brenda will get everyone's while at the end of the night before we watch Dave's favorite show, Illuminations. But anyway, I'm headed over to – I had fast passes. I went over. I left Soarin'. I went over, did Spaceship Earth, went over to Test Track. And then I roomed over to World Showcase. I'm here about now, about 12:30. I got my appetite going, and I actually popped in my favorite Spice Road tables. And I had the spicy garlic shrimp, which is phenomenal, for $10.99. The harissa chicken roll for $8.99. I got myself a mythos, the lager. Have you ever tried that, John? The mythos from Greece over there?
Yeah, I've had it once or twice. Yeah, it's... Most of those beers from Morocco in that area are pretty much all just okay lagers. There's nothing really special about any of them, so it's okay. So.
I enjoyed it. I've had it a few times here. That's $6.99, which is reasonable. The whole thing comes at $26.97, $1.89 tax. That brings me up to $28.86. A $6 tip brings me to $34.86, and my grand total for today now is $42.34. Has anybody eaten at Spice Road Tables? Dave or Pat, have either of you tried this yet?
I have.
And what's your thoughts?
Not me.
I enjoyed it. I ate at it the first month that it was open, when everybody was kind of poo-pooing it and saying that it was too much of an ethnic menu. With me, my feeling was bring it on, and
it was.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me and Dennis, it's like one of our – we love the place. Did you try the spicy garlic shrimp ever there? Shrimp there?
To be honest with you, it's been so long since I've been there, I don't remember what I had.
Well, believe me and Dennis will tell you, if you had the spicy garlic shrimp, you'd have remembered it. It's that good. So I don't think you had that. I really don't. What do you think, Dan?
No, it is memorable, and the hummus is good, and the chicken skewers are good too. There's a bunch of stuff that, and when they first opened, they were really pushing these small plates, serving small plates, I guess. Now they've kind of changed the menu, and they have some full size entrees. And
I was there for the whole tapas thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like that. That way you can, if you're with somebody, you can order, four different things and share and try a bunch of things and get to sample some great food.
Yeah, I mean, I like the harissa chicken. The sliders there are very good. Our good friend Judith, she told the story where they just gave her the one slider instead of giving her the two because she didn't think she could eat them. And she couldn't wait to tell us how good it was. I mean, she raved about it. So I highly recommend it. And the pricing there is really good. I mean, and the views, I mean, you can get some of the best views of Illuminations, even though you don't like it, Dave. It's a good night to hang out there.
Not that I don't like it. I just get bored by it.
No, I'm kidding with you, buddy. Come on. Don't get it. I'm not going to hurt your feelings no more if you're not going to fight
end?
Back.
The end of it is absolutely spectacular. They need to get rid of that stupid globe. It just takes up way too much time. Things need to blow up. I need to see lots of fire.
Dave, when you get in your car, you don't just hit the accelerator and you go 90 miles an hour all the time. You got to start off slow. You got to go 20, 30 miles an hour and then gradually build up, and then you go 90 a little bit down the road.
Leave skid marks on
I was going to say you leave skid marks, but in different places, but that's neither here nor there.
But could you imagine if Illumination started and it started as it ends? It would just be mind blowing. No build up. It just goes right to the climax.
They need to have flamethrowers being shot off those islands, across the lagoon.
No, that ball makes it awesome. When everything comes down and it slowly that sets the it gives you the setting to go back off. It's awesome. You got four yeses and one no here.
A whole bunch of gasoline or something on top of the lagoon like they do in Fantasmic. Just drop a match and let the whole thing burn through the whole show. It'll just be visually stunning.
Oh, stop. Anyway. Pat, how do you do it? I don't understand
I was just going to say, who brought this guy?
You did. You're the embarrassed guy sitting in the corner now. You just walked over to the Miss Pac-Man machine to pretend you don't know him anymore.
I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. Well, we make fun of him for being from New York all the time, so it's nothing.
He don't even drive, does he? He walks everywhere. Do you even drive? Do you have a license, Dave?
Yeah, I got out of a box of Crack Jacks.
Oh, jeez. Where are you headed next, Patrick?
All right, I'm going for lunch. I'm going to the Joy of Tea kiosk in China, and I am getting the lucky combo. You get a curry chicken pocket, two egg rolls, a soda, and red bean ice cream, all for $10.98. With tax, it comes to $11.69. Take that away from what I already spent. I still have $47.25 left.
Yeah, well, hey, Pat, what's your favorite item out of that combo?
I like the curry chicken pocket.
I love that. Yeah, you can get two of those separately. Yeah, that's they're fantastic and a good price too. So yeah that's
all
a heck of a deal.
All that food. I think personally, and I've said it on our show before, that I think is the best, probably the best deal on all of property. Just to the simple fact, the amount of food you get a drink and you get a dessert all for under $11. Now, when I got it a couple years ago, it was still under $10. So it's the price has gone up $1, which really isn't shocking. But it's still, even going up $1, still a phenomenal deal for everything that you get.
It's amazing that little kiosk up front is so good. And then if you compare it to the Lotus Blossom Cafe in the back, it's night and day. I mean, the quality of food. So.
Yep.
Now, I think the caramel ginger ice cream there is good, too. Have you guys ever had that?
I have.
I enjoy that. It has a different taste to it. I mean, I enjoy it because it's not nothing I would eat all the time, but I do like it. It's refreshing and it's different. Did you enjoy it, Dave?
I did.
Yeah, it was good. Like, it isn't every trip, but every once in a while it's good for something different. And that is a good deal, Pat. I mean, we've tried that before, and it's very, very good. It is, and not many people know about it. I don't hear many people saying they're going to the Joy of Tea.
Stop talking about it. Next, Dave, where are you going? Where are you going? Come on, get off the stop.
We're all going to the Joy of Tea. Joy of Tea. Joy of Tea. Joy of Tea. It's
gonna go up $5 next year.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
$5, and there'll be 30 people in line for it.
Yeah. Oh God, I know. But that's the thing. I heard about this a long time ago. And one of my earlier trips, I found it, and I was like, holy cow, this is ridiculous. And, and nobody really talks about it. You're absolutely right. But, again, for the food you get, it's
You use it
really
on a
good.
Snack roll.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, I pay more than that at my local Chinese restaurant for egg rolls. Yeah, that's the crazy part. You know what I mean? I wouldn't get all this at my local Chinese place for that price.
Right.
Oh. So where are you headed, Dave, besides the Joy of Tea? I'm going to call this episode The Joy of Tea.
All right. Well, actually, believe it or not, it is lunchtime, and I am also going to The Joy of Tea for the same lucky combo.
This is why I said to Doug, I need to go first because I knew he was going here.
The only thing now, Pat, according to touring plans, the menu has changed a bit.
Okay.
It's showing two pieces of lotus wings. Instead of two egg rolls, now you get one egg roll and a beef skewer. I'm going to get a Coke with that. You can get either the red bean ice cream or the green tea ice cream. I'm going with the red bean ice cream on that. And I did it at – when I got the tax, there was a couple of tenths of a penny left over, so I rounded up. So I'm paying $11.70 for it. Because I figure it's Disney, so they're gonna try to milk me for every bit of change I have. So I'm paying $11.70.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I know when I got it in real life a couple of years ago, the menu was different then, too. The chicken pocket was the same, but I got something else besides the egg roll. It was, I think it might have been a barbecue beef, something along those lines.
So the last time I got it, I got like a curry pocket in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you told me about it, it's been my go-to.
No, can we stop talking about it, please?
I'm just so shocked that nobody's been at the Liberty Inn yet for this whole
– Are you really?
Anyway, where are you headed next, John?
All right.
Are you going to the Joy of Tea? I just wanted to mention that one more time.
No, I'm skipping the Joy of Tea. I'm heading over to Germany, and I'm walking to the back. I'm going to Summerfest. I'm going to get my noodle gratin there for $4.29. I'm going to get an Erdingel Dunkel. Good.
Say that again.
Beer.
I just want to hear you say it again.
We're gonna lose our rating, John.
I'm gonna grab that. That's gonna be $9.50. Bring
you're
to
grabbing
a
your Erdingel Dunkel. I mean, you cannot say that on this show. Okay.
I'm German. I'm allowed to say it. So that's gonna be $13.79 plus $1, $14.79. But that's gonna be my lunch. So at the same time, I'm going to get about halfway through that Dunkel beer, and I'm going to walk over to little wine cellar area they have there. And they have a cheese and ham plate that's served with cucumber slices and a couple of brioche crackers. And that's $5, and that's going to be $5.34. So that all that together bringing me to a total of $38.58 so far.
Well, all I can figure out so far what I'm looking at is you spent 20-some dollars on alcohol and $4 on food. So this is the way I'm reading it so far.
And the day is just going to stay about the same. So.
Now, has anybody ever had the Baron Jagger honey and bourbon shot over here? Have you tried that, any of you?
No. I didn't even know it existed.
No. Me neither.
Yeah, it's under the specialty cocktails. It's a Baron Jagger honey and a bourbon shot for $10. I think we need to try that one of these episodes down there. It sounds very interesting. I like the when you go through all these kiosks, it's crazy. Like every time we do one of these shows, and I know you guys do too, and that's the fun of doing this stuff, we always find things that none of us have ever heard about. And between the five of us, how many times have we been to Disney World? It's crazy.
Yeah, you tend to just gravitate towards your favorites, and you get accustomed to enjoying them, and you have those blinders on, and you end up eating and drinking what you know you like. But you're right, Doug. If you, you know, all these menu shows that we've done, we always find or discover something that sounds awesome that, like we just did now, never heard of. So, it is. We actually do learn something doing these shows.
I'll tell you what, that noodle gratin, too, is better than the mac and cheese that they serve at Food and Wine, isn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's more of like a creamy custard that's on it. So, and it's baked perfectly. And like I was telling you guys, they ended up giving me a incredibly small selection slice last time. So I went back and just mentioned that, hey, this is about half the size of the other ones. And they gave me a whole other one. So it's a good quality and a good portion of food for your less than $5. So, and it's very filling too.
Pat, so. Dave, you either one of you tried it?
Yeah, I've had it, and I agree with everything John just said. You know, the price is great. It's another one of those really good deals, and it is. It's very good. My kids like it, which, you know, some of them are picky eaters, and this is almost gives them the comfort of, you know, macaroni and cheese, so they enjoy it. So it's really good.
Well, what I like to do with it, but I get in trouble, so it's like once every 10 trips to Walt Disney World. But I think what's really good is getting the Frankfurter, the hot dog, and the noodle gratin. And then mixing the two together, it's good times, man. It's very good times. Like, you put a little of that noodle gratin on top of the Frankfurter. Oh, it's living good. But
so this is a trip when your wife's not sitting there with you, I'm assuming.
No,
right?
This is one when I've been a very, very good boy, and she lets me get away with something on the trip. I just bought chocolate or something very nice before I decided to have this for her. But that's living large over there. It's kind of like they have the mac and cheese dog over in the studios, too. Have you guys ever had that?
Not at the studios. I've seen them and had them elsewhere, but not at the studios.
They're good, but this is better if you do the combination on your own. But anyway, where are you headed next, Dan? These guys are crickets over there. They don't want to comment. They're saving all their best stuff for their show, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So for dinner, I'm going to head over to the Rose and Crown Pub, and I'm going to get the fish and chips for $12. I'm also going to get a black and tan to wash that down with for $9, which is half Bass, half Guinness. And that comes to $21 and $1.37 tax. Comes to $22.37, a $5 tip puts me at $27.37 for dinner.
So where do you guys think I'm eating at?
I wonder.
Yeah. Dennis, I
Nine
will be,
Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting a Kamichi dog. Kamichi dog, whatever. No, anyway, I will be joining my good buddy Dennis over at the Rose and Crown. And everybody knows what I'll be having. The best value for any meal on the entire property for $19, I will be having my bangers and mash for $19. I'm going to have a harp for $9. Which the other thing that's phenomenal about Rose and Crown, they charge you $19 for bangers and mash. No $18.99, $18.49, $18.39. It's $19. A beer is $9. The total comes out to $28. Ain't that nice? What's up with the $99 with every other place? $1.96 tax, $29.96 total, $6 tip brings me to $25.96. So I gave the girl $6.04 and made it even $36. And me and nice. Dennis had a great meal. So how many of you have had the bangers and mash? Dave, John, Pat, have either one of you tried that yet?
Not I you know, I've said to you a bunch of times on air, off air, it's one of those things when we're there, it's not a place I'm going to go with the kids. When my wife and I, if we go, I already told her and she agreed, she wants to go there and she wants to, you know, eat there. So once we have a trip with just her and I, that's definitely going to be on the list.
Oh, it's a must-do. For $19, even if you don't like it, you don't feel bad. But my buddy Joe, who works with me, he's a good friend of mine, and he's a ball breaker. So if he didn't like it, I'd still be hearing about it. And he sent me a picture when it got there, when he was at the parks a couple weeks ago. And literally not 5 minutes later, he sent me another picture with the plate completely clean, telling me how great it was. And I couldn't believe he ate it that fast.
I don't do hot dogs, so.
It's not hot dogs. It's not hot dogs, dude. Have you ever tried it?
No. There's so much other better stuff that I could have. Why would I waste my time with that?
No, you can't say that, Dave.
Here we go.
You really can't say that. You don't know what you're missing. It's not even a hot. It's the filet mignon of sausage. You are a weenie, though, so you don't eat. I understand. So
Pat,
you don't eat your own, so I get it. I got it now. I get it.
And if I'm going to have potatoes, I prefer them to be either fried or baked.
You probably like a boiled potato, don't you? Boiled potato with no salt and pepper on it.
I'm not a mashed guy.
You want to know something? I'm glad you don't have it. I don't want you to have my bangers and mash. I'm going to call my peeps down there and tell them you're not allowed.
I agree with you on the Rose and Crown, but I go to the Rose and Crown for the Scotch egg. That thing is amazing.
It is good. It's very, very good. It's awesome. I just didn't have enough in my budget to have it on this expedition of mine. But really, I would have had that too as an appetizer. It's very good. But the bangers and mash are phenomenal. Dennis, everybody who's had them can tell you how good they are. It doesn't even taste – it's like filet mignon, a sausage, isn't it, Dan?
I'm not a sausage fan.
It is good. It is good. It doesn't taste anything like a sausage.
Nothing. It's phenomenal.
But I do know one thing, that I'm not getting bangers and mash if I have the dining plan.
No, it's not. Well, if you do have the dining plan, what's very nice about it, you can go there and pay for that, and it don't even hurt your budget.
No, that's true. I'll give you that. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those deals where, I mean, for $19, it's crazy. And it's filling. The serving they give you is one of the best servings on property, too. Am I lying about that, guys?
No, it's a hearty serving. It definitely gives you plenty of food.
More than enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll be a gentleman now. I'll stop some trouble. Pat, what are you doing with your $75 that you still have left?
I'm not even at dinner yet. See, I've been still walking around enjoying World Showcase, and I'm going to that American Adventure place. I heard it's pretty cool. I don't know what's inside.
Yeah, of course you don't.
Really nice bathrooms.
I bet you're the only history teacher ever that has gone to Epcot that hasn't seen the American Adventure.
Yes. There's like some singing or something. I don't know. But I went to Block and Hans. I got a Mickey-shaped pretzel, and I got a Founder's Porter. Total up $14.50 with tax and tip, $16.45, leaving me still to play with $30.80 for dinner.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Yeah, you're going to be hammered. You're drinking your dinner between the margaritas and the beers.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, now is your buddy following you now over there, too, and getting a block in it?
He's not going to be there.
Where are you headed now, Dave?
Well, with all this talk of beer, I need a beer, but I can't afford beer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave Epcot out of the International Gateway. I'm going to go over to Hurricane Hana's in the Beach Club. I'm going to get myself a Kona longboard and a High Life. Since it doesn't fit into my budget, I'm going to choke those bad boys down, come back into Epcot, and I'm going to make my way over to the Kringle Bakery Og Cafe, where I am going to get my favorite drink in all of Epcot. I'm going to get the Lean Aquavit, or however the hell you say it, Glacier Shot, also known as the Viking Challenge. With tax, it comes to $10.12. Now, are you guys familiar with the Viking Challenge?
I've heard you guys talk about it on the show, that you've had multiple people try it, but I have never done it.
I've seen people do it.
The Viking Challenge, this stuff is like pure rubbing alcohol. You take this, they serve it to you, they count you down in Norwegian, they have like a little toast, they count you down, and then they time you, and I believe it's 20 seconds. You have to take the shot, and you cannot wince, you can't blink or make any face after taking the shot for at least 20 seconds. And if you are able to pass that test, they consider you a true Viking.
I'll build their damn ship, but I won't drink their alcohol.
Yeah, it's kind of good. When I saw people doing it, it's kind of right when you're in the line to pay, right before the cash register. And people, you know, I saw, you know, like four or five kids were in front of us a couple of trips ago, and they actually were drinking those shots. And I wasn't sure what it was, but it was exactly what you just described, Dave. And they were having a good time, and the cast members were playing it up. So it looked like a lot of fun.
It definitely is. If I'm ever in the parks with you guys, we definitely have to go do it.
Absolutely.
No, that's I would try it. It would be – I would like to try it just to try it, but I don't – there's no way I wouldn't make a face, a noise, or a grimace. I'll tell you that much. There's no way in heck. But I
Well, then I can make fun of you.
Yeah, what else is new? I don't have to do anything for you to make fun of me. Sure. The bottom line is I do like the Kona longboard, so I didn't know they served them out there over there at Stormalong Bay, so that's good to know.
They do.
Yeah, that's a good beer. So we have something else in common. That I'm not liking this. I'm really not.
What about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No. My wife likes that, Dave. Anyway, where are you headed, John, next with your beer money left on you?
All right. So, yeah, I'm at a total of $38.58. And by the way, like I said at the beginning of this, I'm staying at Boardwalk on this trip, so there is no need to worry about my drinking for the day. I'm not driving home, so no problems here, folks. So I'm heading over to the UK Pavilion, the little beer stand outside of the Rose and Crown. I'm going to get me my second favorite beer at Epcot, the Innocent Gun. Aged in oak barrels, aged in whiskey barrels, and that's a fantastic brew. I'm going to get that for $9.50 with 62 cents tax, bringing me to a total of $10.12.
You're living large, John. I mean, me and Dennis, I got a couple of hours left. You got a couple left. Maybe we can go split a Bud Light.
Yeah, I'm going for something a little better.
You can have mine
because
this thing is horrible. I'm not finishing it.
Oh, jeez. Thank God they're not our sponsor. This would be a heck of a show, huh? But no, I like it. The Innocent Gun isn't bad, John. I've tried that before. I've had that over at Rose and Crown. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, the strange thing about it is it's actually one of the coldest beers I've found at Epcot. And you would think, you know, you always heard the English folks like their beer somewhat warm or closer to room temperature. And this one's actually not. I guess they do it for the American palate. But, man, it's pretty cold, probably right at 33, 34 degrees. So it always comes out nice and frosty. So. Yeah,
I mean, I do prefer the Harp over it. Of course, because, you know, I'm a lager drinker, but it is a good beer. I can drink that.
And you do like to harp over everything, so this makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes. You know me so well, don't you?
I do.
So, Dan, me and you're broke, so we got to go back to Pat with all the money. We're going to mooch up to him and try to get something free off of him. What do you think?
Yeah. If we need a coffee later, we'll track Pat down.
Yeah,
I actually
– You have money left?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple. Actually, I have enough to get two beers, which I'm going to go to Block and Hans as well. I'm going to get the MIA Brewing Mega Mix Pale Ale, which is $8.50, 56 cents tax. It comes to $9.06, and I'm going to get two of those, which pretty much, let me say, I got $4.59 left, and then – yeah, right before Illuminations, I'm just gonna get a bottle of water, which will pretty much leave me $1.59, and I'm now broke.
Okay. Well, I've been broke, so we're gonna go back to Pat. Where are you headed, buddy? But I had two nice sit-down meals. I'm full. I had a couple beers. I'm good. So I still have a soda left in my backpack, and I'm gonna watch Illuminations myself. So where are you headed now, Pat?
All right, well, I am also going to be watching Illuminations now, and I'm going over to the UK Pavilion in Yorkshire County Fish Shop. Mm. And this is a must-do for me. I will get the fish and chips for $10.99. Make sure you get the malt vinegar, very important. I'm going to get the Bass Ale, but I'm going to get it with the Souvenir Stein.
Oh, look at this guy. He was bragging off the air that he even had enough money to buy souvenirs. He just loves it.
I got a souvenir with my $80. That's $13.50. $24.49 with tax and tip comes to $28.09. Subtract that. I still have $2.71 left. That gives me all the food, two beers, a margarita, and a souvenir for the day. Mic drop. I will.
you can even head over to the Italian Pavilion and get yourself a couple pieces of chocolate before the end of the night.
But true. But just to put the icing on the cake, when I flip over to my third page of notes. On my way out, because I'm going to be staying at the Beach Club with my DVC points, I'm going to stop at the Joffrey Coffee Kiosk in Canada, get their Peru Alto Mayo, again, give them my card. But since I have $2.71 left, I'm going to drop that in the tip jar. Now I'm at zero. Perfect. $80 spent.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
And, that was good, Pat.
And the only reason I'm letting you promote Joffrey as much as I am, they are very, very good, and they're good to you guys. So you can promote away with Joffrey's. We'll even stop on the way out and let you buy us all a coffee on the way back to the Beach Club.
Absolutely not a problem whatsoever.
So, Dave, what do you have left? Do you have money left? Or
I have actually quite a bit of money left. I have enough for a full meal and a snack. But before that... I'm a little bit drunk, so I'm going to need to kind of just
You did down two beers.
A Viking shot.
I did the Viking challenge. Yeah, you might be.
So what I'm going to do is
He also had a margarita.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now the phone's ringing. It's time for Dave to go home.
I'm going to make my way over to Club Cool, and I am going to cleanse my palate with a little bit of Beverly.
Stop, come on, you like that crap.
If you do 10 shots of Beverly in front of one of the workers, you get a free frozen Coke slush. So again, something.
Now, is that true or is that a
yes?
Rumor?
Yes, that is true actually. Because when I did my Give Kids the World thing, the money extra, I said I would take a shot of Beverly. I took 29 shots of Beverly. I then went and vomited in the Figment bathroom. I was given it. I couldn't drink it, so I gave it to my friend.
Dave's the only person that we could do this food show, have all of our listeners hungry and starving, and he'll mess it up by telling me he threw it off.
But after I have my pineapple Fanta from Greece and that awesome carrot drink from Japan, I'm going to make my way over to Morocco, and I'm going to eat at my favorite restaurant Marrakesh.
Just like the belly dancer.
Because I was going to say, because Belly Dancer.
Yes.
And now, since I have a Tables in Wonderland card, I am going to use this, and I am going to get myself the Sultan Sampler. And the Sultan Sampler comes with grilled brochette of chicken, beef brisket roll, chicken bastella, and vegetable couscous. I am also going to get their traditional mint tea, which is a big part of Moroccan hospitality. It's freshly brewed green tea full of fresh mint flavor. Now, at Tables in Wonderland, they take 20% off, but then they add 18% gratuity. They tax it on the discounted rate, and they do food and beverage difference. So the Sultan Sampler with Tables in Wonderland comes to $24.90. The mint tea comes to $3. And now I am going to go out to watch Illuminations because it's just there.
Because it's just there.
The night. So I'm going to make my way over to Germany where I'm going to have my last thing while enjoying Illuminations. If one can actually enjoy the middle of Illuminations, because I'll definitely enjoy the finale in the beginning. Oh. And the music is really kick you know what. I do like to run to it, so.
It's great music. So what are you going to buy at Germany when you get there? Because I think you're – John, do you still have money left?
Yeah, I've got actually two different things left to grab. So.
Okay, so we'll go to John and then Dave. Okay. You were buying one more thing?
Yep.
Okay, we'll go to John and then back to you. So where are you headed to spend the rest of your money, John? Is me and Dennis has got our hats off and have it upside down begging for some spare change.
Nope, actually, I've got two more stops, so I'll go and then Dave go and I can finish it with one more. So.
What do you guys think? Is alcohol involved in either of these stops?
I think he heads back to Canada, is my guess.
What do you think, Pat? He got more alcohol involved in this last of these two stops?
Yes, and I'm with Dennis. I'm thinking he's going back to Canada as well.
Dave, what's your thoughts on my buddy John?
He's going back to Canada.
Canada!
Sorry to disappoint, but no. It's in the afternoon. It's hot. It's blazes out here. And I really need a break.
Going to Japan then.
Yeah, it's certainly not the best beer in friggin' World Showcase, but it is the coldest. So I'm going to grab that frozen Kirin from the Kabuki Cafe. And they have a sushi roll, or they have a, let's see, the it's a, like a sushi
roll?
Sampler, a couple okay. of pieces of California roll, a couple of pieces of another sushi for
yeah,
$5.
Yeah, it's a Jamari sushi combo.
Yeah,
I've had that before. It's a California roll, the tuna, and the shrimp roll.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
I'm going to grab
bucks.
That.
It's a good deal for $5.
Yeah, not bad at all. My frozen Kirin's $8.25, $13.25, 87 cents tax, $14.12, leaving me enough for my Illuminations menu later that night. So.
Do you guys notice every single meal this cat has eaten, the beer was more than actual the food?
You just figured that out.
The beer was $8.99 and the combo was $5. It's crazy.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Where are you headed next, Dave, to finish off your night?
Okay, I'm going to watch Illuminations in front of Germany, and I'm going to first make a little stop over to the Caramel Klutsch, where I am going to get me a dark chocolate caramel square with sea salt as a little dessert to cap off the sweet day at Epcot that I had. With tax, this comes to $4.25 when I subtract all of my transactions today, minus the free beer that I kind of snuck in, but didn't have to happen if it's illegal. I am left with $1.52.
Okay. I was left with $1.70. Dennis had $1.50. So between us, we got $3.20, another dollar. We got, what, $4.70 so far. What can we get? We need money from Pat. Pat gave his to the Joffrey stand. Didn't like us. He prefers Joffrey over us. So
he knows where his bread is buttered.
Yeah, exactly. We're not paying for this. Joffrey is. Where are you headed? Where are you headed for the last stop, John?
All right, so it's about half an hour before Illuminations here. I'm heading over to the beer cart in Norway. I'm grabbing Absolutely, man. Come on. I'm going to grab an Einstock from out there. It's an Icelandic beer. I know it's not Norwegian, but it's about as close as I can get, I guess. So I'm going to get that Einstock, and then I'm going to go inside the Kringle Bakery and get one of my favorite sandwiches in all of Walt Disney World, that salmon and egg bagel sandwich. Absolutely love that thing.
After and, all those beers and finishing off with that salmon and egg, I do not want to be Lisa sleeping next to you.
Yeah,
that's all
I'm
saying.
I'm pretty sure I'd be sleeping on the patio that night.
You better be. After all that alcohol, plus the finishing the night off with that salmon sandwich, which is good.
Oh,
but
so good.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah, the last time I was out there, I actually did this. I had exactly this this combo while I was sitting and watching Illumination. So it makes for a fantastic topper for the night. That brings my total to $79.97. So I got 3 pennies left for you.
The good thing is, guys, if we have John with us, we could send him into an area to clear it for us, that perfect view, of Illumination.
Yeah. We can get... Yeah. I know what we could do now. We can get a small popcorn at small caramel popcorn at Caramel Cluj because it's $3.99.
There we go. That'll be nice to watch Illumination.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As John cropped us for us to all find a nice space up there. Oh, guys, this has been a lot of fun. We're all broke. We're all headed out. We're half lit, but it's been a good day.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
A lot of great food items, and we learned, or at least I learned something tonight. A lot of things that you don't think of that are available around World Showcase. And like you said, Doug, you can do food and wine without it being food and wine very easily if you look in the nook and crannies and really explore some of the options that are there.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, and I know you. I don't know if you guys disagree with me. I've been there enough for food and wine. I like it and all. But the other thing is I feel like when food and wine's there, I feel like I should always be at food and wine instead of enjoying everything that already is there to be offered. And even when you're at the other parks and food and wine's going on, you feel like you should be back there. And I'm kind of glad my next trip, I'm not going to be there during it because I can get to enjoy more things, especially like places like the Joy of tea. The Joy of tea in the China Pavilion. Great bargain over there, guys. So, before you guys go, what's one place you're looking forward to trying on your next trip that isn't on that you haven't tried yet? Is there any specific place you guys want to go?
Are we talking just World Showcase?
Anywhere on property. What are you looking forward to with all the new things popping up in Disney World? Is there a restaurant or something you haven't eaten that you're really looking forward to?
The new place in Pandora.
Okay.
With all the exotic Navi food.
Oh, trying the new that cheeseburger. What is it? What's the name of that, John? You know what it is.
The Satuli Canteen?
Yeah, the Satuli Canteen, but there's a name of the buns that they call them now. What the heck is it?
The cheeseburger pods, right?
Yeah, the pods, yes. Is that what you're looking forward to trying, Dave, those pods?
Actually, I want to try the cheesecake. It just kind of looks like it's like shellacked over. It looks disgusting, but it's kind of just – it has me intrigued.
Okay. And, Pat, what are you looking forward to?
That's the new stuff. Nothing grabs me still. Like, you know, I've been down there enough now with all the stuff in Disney Springs, the new stuff. You know, I still haven't done the Boathouse, but I think Paddlefish is probably high on my list. I like you, Doug, I kind of want to go up to the lounge and, you know, sit up there and just kind of get a glimpse of everything and maybe grab a drink, maybe grab an appetizer. You know, that's pretty much the new stuff down in Disney Springs. But when I go in August, one of the places I'm really looking forward to is Whispering Canyon. And, you know, I've never been there, and that's probably something I'm looking forward to as much as anything on my trip when I go in August.
Yeah, two of the biggest things, me and Brendan, I agree with you on that. The Paddlefish, what I'm looking forward to with that, Pat, is, and I know you listen to the show all the time, and we really appreciate that because I don't know how you can put up with us every week like you do, but but the thing that I'm looking forward to on the Paddlefish, and I don't know if you've seen this, is that they have that late night menu, which is pretty cool that I haven't seen many other restaurants have. You know what I'm talking about when I was talking about that?
Yeah.
That they're
open
late and they have a special menu for after hours. And I really think that's pretty cool. The late night dining menu.
And I think it's smart too for them. You know, pull some more business in that way. And I think they will. And it's good. It's, it's not like it's a shabby menu in any way, shape, or form either.
No, I mean, it would be cool to go up there and just grab a couple of these items, these appetizer-type items at the end of the night, and just hanging out up there. I think it has the best – it's going to have some of the best views on property. And I'm looking forward to that. And the other thing I'm looking for is the geyser point over at the Wilderness Lodge. And you guys are staying there on your next trip?
Yeah, we're going to be there for – we're doing a split stay. Boardwalk one night, Jumbo House four nights, and then Boulder Ridge for three nights. So, yeah, so when we're there, we'll definitely check out Geyser Point. And I want to have the bison burger there, so I'm excited about that too. I showed my wife a video the other day that Jeff from the Mickey Dudes shot because he was down there and just showing the – you know, the lake and all that, just how open and beautiful it was. I think that place is going to be so relaxing that you could just sit there and just relax with a beer or whatever, just staring out into the Bay Lakes and just being like, yeah, this is nice. I'll take this.
On our next trip, it's already earmarked for us to hop on the boat and head over there and have a lunch. And I think it would be cool. It would be awesome if one of those Florida thunderstorms kicked up while we're sitting in there eating lunch over that lake and then clears up right at the time we're ready to take the boat back. But that's what I'm hoping for. Tell me how cool that wouldn't be.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And wait, did Pat just say he's going to Disney World without staying at the Poly?
I'm trying, my goal is to get to every DVC. So this one is just those three. And then I have a trip booked for the following April. We are staying at the Poly now.
There you go.
Well, you're going to sneak over and get your Dole Whip. It's all you live for, apparently. Citrus swirl, baby. Citrus swirl.
Stop it.
Seriously, wow.
I'm just doing that now just to be different than you. I like both pretty much close the same. I prefer like both of them, but it's just fun sticking the knife in the two of you with the citrus swirl. Your one buddy likes the citrus swirl, too, on your show.
He's a moron.
No, he's not. He's the most intelligent gentleman on your show. So, but tell everybody how they can get a hold of you guys, our good friends over at the Mickey Dudes. Go ahead, Pat. How can everybody get a hold of you?
Over on Twitter, you can find me at Daily Walt Disney. On Facebook, you can look me up at Pat Jannetty. You could find our show on Twitter at the Mickey Dudes.
And Dave?
Same as what Pat just said. You can also find me at Figments Reality on Twitter.
And Johnny? I'll let you say it tonight. Let's see after all these beers and drinks you've had, if you can actually tell everybody where they can find you.
Hey, over on Twitter, look me up at Beer Solo or The Weekly Pint. And on Facebook, just look me up, John Peter, send me a friend request. I'm always happy to accept new friends.
And Dennis?
Yeah, on Twitter, Oak Manor, two N's. Facebook, Dennis Conroy, and www.mainstreet.com.
And you could find me at good old Grumpy6767, and you could find us all on Facebook at WDW Main Street, and you can find us all on Twitter at WDW Main Street. I have to say, guys, this has been a lot of fun. Dave, thanks for finally joining us on the show. You're welcome back anytime you want to come over. We always We always like a ribbing at the bar. You're always welcome.
Same to you.
You got a membership at the pub. Pat, you're always welcome. You know that. And thanks for the free Joffrey's coffees tonight.
Very welcome.
And good job to my two compadres, Dennis and John. Thanks, guys. I had a lot of fun tonight.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Well, that's going to be it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools, close out our tabs, and call it a night here at the pub. We really appreciate you joining us. But if you could, before you leave, if you need a Disney vacation booked or any vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Also, if you need a scooter while you're in the Central Florida area for any of the Disney theme parks or anywhere in Central Florida, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you real soon.